Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. We're talking about Azure Media Services with Ming Fei. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for coming by. So when you create content, like if I was going to make, you know, training videos that I was going to sell, I don't want to just upload them. I want to sell them. I want to protect my intellectual property. We've seen other videos with you where we've done media streaming, but how would I protect my content so people can't steal it and I lose money?
I think that's a pretty hard question. Mm-hmm. However, it can be very easily done by using Azure Media Services. So we provide media protection when you're streaming your content. So we would be able to encrypt the media stream on the fly using AES, so that if someone eavesdrop on the communication, they wouldn't be able to know what that traffic is.
So what's the difference between that and me just doing like SSL? Like I'm streaming the video or downloading the video over SSL?
That's a good question. So for us, when we offer what we call either AES Clear Key or DRM technology for encrypting your content versus SSL, the pipe is in HTTP, which is a clear pipe. Mm. SSL, the pipe is also encrypted, which makes it very difficult for media to be scaled, like using a CDN easily. So the data are encrypted in the sample size that in small chunk when transmitting over the pipe. So someone, if they eavesdrop on the communication, they wouldn't be able to know. And another important aspect is that when video gets delivered over SSL, when you reach the client site, the video is still in clear format, right? Ah. Then people can sort of abstract the video out from the devices and put up on BitTorrent site. Then your training video will get lost and you wouldn't be able to monetize.
I see. So yeah. SSL is about privacy and about trust, but not about content protection.
Correct. So okay. The payload needs to be encrypted. And that's really what we are doing.
Okay.
We offer two flavors based on your business needs. One is called AES and the other one is called DRM. So the key difference between these two, first of all, the common parts are the video are encrypted using AES. And for AES, the reason why it is called a clear key is because the key is considered stored in a clear format on the devices. So you got to trust your audience in order to use AES clear key. And versus for DRM, neither the key or the content are ever exposed in clear on the client side. When the content gets decrypted, it is done in a very secure environment, such as Silverlight runtime, so that no one can easily crack into that environment to grab any clear content. DRM technology is pretty much defined for media industry that it has a very comprehensive business rule you can define. You can say when the audience bought this piece of content, it can never be streamed via HDMI. So you can actually do such restriction, which come along with the key, and which we call it a license.
I see. And when you do that, I mean, it gets decrypted almost like on the glass. I mean,
Exactly. Yeah. And especially now DRM moved on to a new direction, which is called the hardware DRM, which means unless you really got that hardware and crack it up, you wouldn't be able to get the content ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you said that the AES Clear Key, you have to trust your client.
Correct.
How is it secure if you trust your client? I mean, if you're doing this to employees and the employee is a bad person and they want to steal this, they can find this key somehow?
So I will say it's really, nothing is absolute secure. Like people can even crack DRM technology. It's really, really hard, but that's possible. So somehow, sometimes it's about a trade-off. You want to put certain levels of protection, which you think is sufficient for your business needs. Like for AES, that's a good example. Like today, Office 365, when you use the video portal, the video is encrypted using AES. But we believe that you trust your employee, that they don't somehow hack the devices and grab the content and put up outside. And this level of protection is sufficient compared to a Game of Thrones, for instance, if that gets leaked, that's millions of dollars, you know, get lost.
I see. So it's a slider bar of...
Correct.
Is it protection versus cost or protection versus CPU or what?
I think that's about the protection level versus the cost for implementing it. Mm. DRM, it's a lot harder technology that, you know, it requires you to have... that secure pipeline on the devices. And we know there are so many devices mm-hmm. out there. Apple has its own flavor of DRM on their Apple TV, and Google has its own flavor of DRM on Android, and Microsoft has its own flavor. It would be a lot costly to implement DRM technology compared to AES. So at the end of the day, it's really about what fits your business needs better. Yeah.
Okay. So do we have a demo of AES encryption?
Yes, yes. So before, I just want to quickly talk about how we do dynamic encryption with AES in the system.
Okay.
That you have a video file that firstly we require you to encrypt, encode into multi-bit rate MP4, and you define the following with us, which is on your asset, you define a content key mm-hmm. that you want us to use to encrypt your content, and also we offer something called authorization policy, which you can tell us, I want to have token authentication for retrieving the key. So till the moment your player present the right token, then we'll hand the player the key. And then you define asset delivery policy, which is you tell us in which protocol you want the encryption to be done. Mm-hmm. So you can ignore certain protocol if you don't want that to be streamed.
Because some client, maybe your enterprise is only iPhone or your enterprise is only
yeah,
Android.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And after that, our origin service will dynamically encrypt the content on the fly with the key that you give to us. The content is only stored in clear in the storage. So next time, if your key gets compromised, you can just easily rotate the key without decrypting the content and re-encrypt it again. So things are done on the fly and delivered into multiple platform and devices.
So it's stored privately in storage, but it's not encrypted at rest.
You can choose to encrypt in rest as well. So
at
what
rest
we will
well.
Do is we decrypt the container and we encrypt the stream in the sample size and deliver it out.
Nice.
And after that, usually the workflow would be you log in into, like say, Hanselman's training mm-hmm. database, whoever purchased the subscription.
Right.
And your training system, after authenticating, will issue a token to the player. And the player will request the key with the token to our key services. We'll verify the token and give the key to the player, mm-hmm. and the content gets playback.
And this works everywhere?
Yes, yes. So we have a player that would be able to play back content in Chrome IE, and for Safari on your phone, it's native. The browser itself implemented AES decryption.
So I don't need to install Silverlight or Flash?
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very
so
cool.
In certain old, like non-modern browser, yes, some of them doesn't implement
right.
a dash, and if that's the case, then a plugin will get loaded to playback
okay.
AES encrypted.
But for modern
content.
Browsers, I can do this.
With and Dash, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, cool. So I am using a tool called Azure Media Services Explorer, which you can download for free. And I already encoded a file, encode a file into multi-bit or MP4. And now what I need to do is very simple. Right-click and move to security. I can add dynamic encryption. The first option is AES Clear Key.
Okay.
And I can click on,
small, that's no problem, small screen.
And click on next.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to do this a few times, I guess.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Okay.
It's because of the low resolution.
Yeah, sorry. And then now you can specify a key for
okay.
us to use to encrypt the content, mm-hmm. and we'll automatically generate one.
Okay.
And the next one is that you will need to configure a authorization policy, and we'll configure one. And it will give me an option that I want to define token or open. So we support Simple Web Token or JSON Web Token, where you can configure all those issuer audience and also claim.
JSON Web Tokens seem to be popping up everywhere.
Correct.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so if you are using AD or ACS as your authentication system, then you can just issue the token to be recognized by us.
Cool.
And we'll just choose open at the moment.
Okay.
And click on OK. So here, the configuration is going on to set all the settings on this asset file.
And that's happening locally or in the cloud at this point?
In the cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the last thing I need to do is to just publish the asset to be streamable. Mm-hmm. And I'll create a locator. And so now you can see there is a, let me just quickly grab a streaming URL here.
Okay.
So I am opening this URL. So let me show you guys this. So copy the publish URL.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's cool. That's a great tool. So they've even thought about that.
Yeah, so I can open this manifest here.
Okay. Ah.
That's a much better.
Yeah, that is.
And you can see that under this part, that was where it shows that this video is already protected.
Uh-huh.
And our player can look at this manifest, this section,
mm-hmm.
and it would be able to understand that's where the key comes from.
Ah, okay.
And I could also...
So the player knows to request the key from there?
Correct. You can see that the key is delivered over HTTPS. So that the key doesn't surface in clear in the communication.
All right.
And if I just quickly ping this URL, and I will be able to get a key, basically.
Okay, so there's and, the secret key.
Yeah. So if you set a token authentication, then I need to give you the token in order to grab the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just quickly show you guys that I can play back this content with Azure Media Player. It's a free player that we provide for you to quickly develop a web player to play back.
And again, this is based on open standards, and this is a
yes,
modern browser.
So you can see that's a Dash via MSE, and we develop the AES decryption here.
I think when people hear player, they think somehow plug-in, but it's important to point out that the tech here, as you say, is HTML and JavaScript and using Dash as the
yes,
format.
Yes.
That's really cool.
And this works in Chrome too as well, and also on your iPhone. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, we're learning all about AES Clear Key Dynamic Encryption here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.